Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Javonte Williams, strong tackle on the edge by the rookie Will Johnson. Ball is out and recovered by Akeem Davis-Gaither.
Damn.
And it's Arizona's ball.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a big L for Javonte Williams last night.
I heard that.
That is tough to fumble and have everyone scream at your ass on national TV. Not what you want.
Is that like a normal thing?
Not just ass, so ass. Yeah.
Is that something defensive players do? They start screaming that a guy stinks when they force a fumble on him?
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
You trash talk. My trash talk was a little bit more pointed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Was it able to be aired over the radio?
No.
Oh. So a big L last night for Javonte Williams. Also an L for Jerry Jones last night. Can we hear Jerry? Is this Jerry talking about trades that he's making or not making?
Just the opinions from fans and
stuff.
Oh,
well, Jerry, yeah, right. He was asked about taking the opinions of fans and entering the NFL trade deadline, which is what, of course, all great executives do, listen to the fans right before the deadline. Here's Jerry.
I hear opinions, and you can rest assured that at least through my mind, that all those considerations are there. It was there before this game. It was there when we started the season about whether you make a trade or not. But what's got this on point is tomorrow's our trade deadline.
So Jerry talking there, Hugh, about whether or not he's going to listen to what the fans want at the NFL trade deadline.
That's the best way to do it.
Sure.
Let the fans go ahead and
that's
decide
how
your fate.
All the Hall of Fame executives do it.
That's what it sounds like to me, Joe.
He also apparently had a trade wrapped up before the game yesterday, and that one went down this morning. Logan Wilson, linebacker. There's nothing like getting a player from the one defense in the league worse than yours. So the Bengals have the worst defense in the NFL. They're ranked 32. The Cowboys are ranked 31. And Logan Wilson, who had lost playing time. Think about this for a second. The Cowboys just traded for a linebacker that lost playing time on the only defense in the NFL worse than the Dallas Cowboys defense. That's who Jerry traded for. This morning as the Cowboys get a linebacker.
I just love that he's so beyond the point of caring. He's just like, there's a trade coming. Like, yeah. I made a trade already.
They got somebody.
Just wait till you hear about it.
You guys don't know about it
yet. You don't know
fire,
about it.
Fire trade.
You wait. During the broadcast last night, the Cowboys were losing to the Arizona Cardinals and Jacoby Brissett. Aikman and Buck reacting to the idea of a Cowboys trade today.
Jerry Jones made some news earlier today on SiriusXM, the Stephen A. Smith Show. We certainly have made a trade, and we may make a couple more trades before that deadline. We've made one. We possibly could make two more. He's kind of left that out there, but not willing to name what the trade was tonight. That'll come out tomorrow.
Yeah, he may want to cancel that trade. I don't think one player from what I've seen tonight is going to make a difference for this group.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I mean, that was gangster, the way he said it. You don't see one player. That's going to make a difference.
Troy Aikman does not care what Jerry thinks anymore. I mean, he's just going to let him hear it.
It's a bad look.
Well, he's right. I mean, one player is not going to save that defense.
Nah. And that's bad coaching. You know, and you know, you hear people say it all the time, but no ball security. Ball popped out like two or three times last night.
Yeah.
Bad corner play from your best corner.
Ooh.
I don't
getting cooked.
Like, listen, as a defensive player, say for instance, if I was in a defense that I had to guard Marvin Harrison Jr., you best believe I'm gonna go back to my fundamentals, like widen your stance. Don't bite on the first move. Like,
don't fall down.
No, like your leg, like the way he twisted your legs up were like a pretzel. Like I remember, like when we would be in practice and I would have to guard Brian. The biggest thing I was afraid of, number one, was getting cussed out by Jim and allowing him to get me with the first move. So if that meant I had to play off B and allow him to do what he was going to do just to stay in the mix.
Right.
The bottom line is this. Keep him in front of you. He couldn't even do that. And you play corner. Like, that's your natural position. He made you look like a rookie.
Let's be real. They got torched by Jacoby Brissett last night. And Jacoby's a good backup. And you know, he's kind of like one of those backups that if he started for a little bit, he probably could do okay. He's had that kind of career. But to get torched by Jacoby Brissett and a Cardinals offense that couldn't move the ball before, it's a bad look. The Cowboys are done. The Giants are done. The Commanders are done. I mean, we kind of know what this means, even though some of us don't want to say it. It's all right there.
No, we're going to maintain focus, but I hear you.
Did you get your email yet from the Eagles?
No, I did not. They don't email me.
Well, I just mean the ticket email to buy tickets for the first playoff game.
You're an Eagles Hall of Famer. Yeah,
what do you mean they don't email you anymore? They took you off the email list?
I don't know. I don't think I was ever on there.
They don't rock with me.
You're a Hall of Famer.
I like how y'all get it. Like, Kyle's really getting a kick out of this. I'm on the email list. I just ain't read my email in a while.
You don't really check your email much?
No.
Okay, before we go any further, we do have the second clue
the
here.
The AOL
for you.
You don't make fun of my AOL.
Oh, I will.
Let me get my list out.
Second clue for Hughes Clues coming up. Do we have an NFL trade, though, to react to, Kyle?
Oh, we do, yeah.
What do we got?
The Jaguars just traded for Jacoby Myers from the Raiders for a fourth and a sixth.
Well, they did lose Travis Hunter to
an
injury.
Yes, they did.
So they're missing their number two wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I don't take the Jaguars seriously in any way, shape, or form. They are the most make-believe 5-3 team in the league.
Duval.
Yeah, they stink.
That's Hughes squad.
But he's not a bad player, Jacoby Myers. All right, so Jacoby Myers on the move.
I do get invited to Jacksonville stuff, though. More so than I do.
You're gonna
They're not even on the Eagles email list?
Mm-mm. I'm not going nothing that they do in Jacksonville.
You should. For the content, just so we can talk about it when you get back. All right, Hugh, speaking of content, we got Hugh's Clues here on a Tuesday. We have a four-pack of tickets to give away. Flyers and Sabres, we're going to the game as a show. Excited for you to come with us. December 3rd, Wednesday, December 3rd is the date of the game. Hugh, first clue today was an American city. Clue number two.
Technically, I think that this city is in the Midwest. And Kyle had a whole fit. And
I mean, because it's not even technical, like nothing.
No, but I gave you my reasons and you still poo-poo.
Yeah, because, well, your reasons
stunk. You're a mean individual.
All right, so I need everyone to hear this so they understand where this went down this morning. Technically, Hugh thinks this city is in the Midwest. And there were four other people in the meeting, right? So it was us and then two more
people. That looked at me like I was going
Mike Angelina and Rod Lakin were all in the meeting this morning.
Blue Jeans Lakin.
Blue Jeans. Well, I don't think he was in Blue Jeans today, but he's in the meeting. And we all looked at you.
Like I was crazy. Yeah. And I gave you my rationale. And a couple people understood where I was coming from. No. But for the most part, y'all didn't get it.
No, the only person who didn't understand where they were coming from was somebody from the West Coast.
No, I mean, I gave my reasoning. I gave my rationale, but y'all just didn't.
Yeah, well, the rationale was terrible. And once we get the answer, I suspect that, once again, nobody else will understand.
Well, I'm excited rationale. For the answers now because we've given the backdrop of Hugh thinks this is a Midwest city,
yes.
and we just don't agree with him. Like, that's...
At all. Like, you don't just agree with me at all.
It's not, well, because it's I don't know what to say. It's not a Midwest city. All right, Terrence in North Philly's up on WIP. What's up, Terrence?
Feels like
it. Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's
Terrence,
up,
what's up?
Hugh, it's an honor and a pleasure. The guidance counselor, I'm upset with you, brother. How do you... Do strength of schedule mean anything to you, Joe?
Strength of schedule, sure. It does, yeah.
So if you look at the Rams and the Seahawks schedule, and you look at their wins and their losses, how can you put them as top tier and some of these other teams under them when their strength of schedule is soft and the teams worth mentioning they lost to?
All right, so let's unpack it for a second, Terrence. So the Rams have two losses, right? They lost to the Bucks. Oh, no, sorry. They lost to the Eagles, and they lost to the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
So
who did they beat?
They beat the – who we have? They just beat the Saints, right? I got to pull up their schedule, but yeah.
Are you talking about the Bucks?
Yeah, but isn't it worth noting, Terrence, that they're in the best division maybe in football?
They beat the Falcons. They beat
the Seahawks. The quality of teams that they beat is like – the Eagles started the season with a gauntlet, a five-game gauntlet. And you put them second, third, so wherever you put them, and you put a team that they beat in the first tier their schedule is trash.
Well, I think you're underestimating a little bit of their schedule. They beat the Colts. The Colts have been one of the better teams in the NFL this year.
So you cherry pick one team and it makes
one team makes
a difference.
Hold on, timeout. A couple things. I agree with you to start. Strength of schedule matters, but that it matters a little bit. The Eagles are middle of the pack in offense, middle of the pack in defense. The Rams are near the top of the NFL in both.
Regardless of where they're ranked.
No, Terrence, that matters.
You can have the number one anything when you're playing nobody. You can have number two, number three, anything when you're playing nobody.
They beat the Colts. They've already played the 49ers. What are you talking about, nobody?
Nobody.
Oh, listen, you name the Colts. They play six games, right? If the Colts is the only team you could mention that was worthy of mentioning.
San Francisco has six wins already.
Oh, all right, two.
And Terrence, the Eagles have played the Giants twice, Terrence. The Eagles have played the Giants twice and the Cowboys. Wait a second, Terrence.
No,
Terrence, the Cowboys suck. How do we include the Cowboys in this? The Eagles have played...
Well, we didn't know that in week one.
Yes, we did. We knew that when the season started. Terrence, we knew it.
All right, we won they was going to be competing for the division.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, Terrence, I hear your point, and I think as the season goes on, the strength of schedule stuff matters. I think the Rams have looked more impressive. It is totally fair, Terrence, for you to say the Eagles have beat the Rams three straight times. I'm just saying, week to week, I have felt watching them, they've been more impressive than the Eagles week to week.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah, but Terrence, I hear your point, and the Rams have played some bad teams, right? They've got the Ravens without Lamar. They got the Saints last week. It's totally fair to bring it up. I'm just having fun.
The Seahawks played. Both teams you put in the top tier has played bad teams. So, have beaten on bad teams.
So
they were beaten on teams that they were supposed to beat.
Yes,
on.
But I do give credit if you beat the crap out of bad teams. When the Eagles got to the Super Bowl in 17, they played a bunch of bad teams, but they beat the crap out of them, and it made me feel like they were a really good team. 2022 Eagles beat a lot of bad teams, but they beat the crap out of them. So, look, I think those teams are really good, Terrence. We'll see as time goes on. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What city is he talking about?
It's a little hard now for me, but I'm going to say Cincinnati.
You know what? Cincinnati has a clear claim, and Terrence, appreciate the phone.
Midwest.
As a Midwest city, yeah. That we wouldn't have jumped on Hugh like a bunch of crickets if he said Cincinnati's in the Midwest.
No, Kyle really was like irritated.
Well, because I just can't wait for someone to get
everyone's going to find out why when we get to the answer.
No, I gave my rationale.
Yeah, and it was bad. It didn't make any sense to me. Yeah, so we've established that he was living his truth, which is La La Land.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard the actual truth.
I've heard that be said about my truth before.
I don't know if we'll find a single person listening that will agree with you on this.
No, because the problem with it is that it's objectively wrong. Yes.
Well, Hugh, it is.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's not. What do you mean?
It depends on how you look at it.
No. Objectively means you get...
No, that's subjective.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Objectively incorrect.
Okay, but maybe, but like I said, all depends.
No, not maybe.
Yeah. It's wrong.
It's not correct.
Dave,
we're workshopping this.
No, Dave in the Northeast. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, guys?
Dave, what's
doing,
up?
Dave?
So, I think Howie's going to work his magic. I think we're going to get another O lineman to beef up that 6-man set that we've been running. At least that's what I'm hoping for. I really like the move to get Jalen Phillips. I feel really good about this team. Not sure if I want to say the division set, but glad to see the Cowboys get absolutely crushed last night.
Oh, wasn't that awesome to watch? And they got their butts kicked by a Cardinals team that was 2-5.
Struggling.
It was awesome.
Jerry saying he wants to listen to fans for the trades. Why did he trade Micah Parsons then?
You know what? That is a very good point. Why would you trade your best player? It doesn't make much sense.
Now look at how their defense is.
Yeah, they're terrible. I mean, if it wasn't for the Bengals, they'd be the worst in the league. And they're kind of close to the Bengals anyway. Dave, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues? What city is he talking about when he talks about the Midwest here?
All right, so You said coming from someone from the West Coast. I was originally thinking Vegas, but I think that's too far west. I'm thinking between the Rockies and the Appalachians. I'm going to go with Cleveland because that's also in Ohio.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Yeah,
guess.
You know what? I'm just going to tell everyone right now. don't guess any Midwest cities.
Cleveland is a Rust Belt city. It's a Midwest city.
Do not guess a Midwest city.
If you had said Midwest city, Cleveland, we would have nodded along and said, of course. That's not what he did in the meeting today.
I said, okay, I can't tell you what I said. Y'all just got to keep guessing.
Can I throw out a name for you guys that, as we talk about potential offensive linemen?
Who you got?
What do you think about Evan Neal? He's from the Giants. Evan Neal was the 7th overall pick in the 2022 draft from Alabama, who's supposed to be a star. I remember when that draft was kind of playing itself. That was a Trayvon Walker, Aiden Hutchinson draft. He has not been good. He was a disaster at tackle. Hugh, they moved him into guard. It feels like he's been more serviceable at guard. I'm not saying Evan Neal's anything good or special or anything like that, but it sounds like he's on the trade block today. Former first-round pick. Hugh, when I think of his trajectory, it reminds me of the Mekhi Becton thing. High pick.
Yeah, 6'7", 340 pounds, right. Big dude.
Played guard, played tackle, get him here with Jeff Stoutland. And again, you're talking about depth. Evan Neal can play tackle. He could play guard again. No one's saying he does it at a Pro Bowl level. But if we're looking for someone that could come in and have the offensive line depth, I think he's
okay
an interesting name.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And, you know, Coach Stoutland he's a younger guy, 25 years old. Coach Stallings has done a pretty good job of reclamation projects. So yeah, I don't have a problem with
that. He feels very much in that Mekhi Becton vein of, hey, he's got traits in his body, but it didn't work out for whatever reason in his first stop. And also, that was the draft. You remember the Eagles had quite a few picks in that draft. They ended up moving around. They got A.J. Brown with one of those picks. They took Jordan Davis with one of those picks. So my guess is the Eagles did a lot of work, kind of scouting him during that draft process. That's a name I'd keep an eye on over the next few hours. Evan Neal from the New York Giants.
It might be feasible.
It could be. Let's go to let's get Ricky in Roarsford. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Ricky, what's up?
Not too much. Look, I think of it in the same aspect as the Philly season. You know, everyone wanted to train your prospects to go grab proven vets. Do the same thing with the draft picks. Go grab Trey, go grab Minka. And then with, like, your philosophy on the offensive lineman, what about someone you don't have to give up draft compensation for, like someone like a Jedrick Willis?
Jedrick Willis, the former Brown. Yeah, he was a guy, Ricky.
Former first-round pick. Did the same thing with Mekhi Becton. Move him over to the guard. He has a better stature that way anyway. Obviously, he has experience with tackle.
Yep. And you know what, Ricky? Obviously, the Eagles don't mind bringing a guy in that hasn't played at all or played much this season. Right? Like Brandon Graham was sitting at home. Jair Alexander was on the Ravens but barely playing. So, I'm at the point, Ricky, all hands on deck. You know, even if we're just improving the bottom of the roster just even a little bit, I think it makes a big difference when we get to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
All right, Ricky, what do you got for us? Your guess for Hughes Clues.
One more thing. Shout out to my wife. We just had our sixth baby. You guys are her favorite time slot as well. She loves you guys, so I just wanted to throw it out there as well.
Wow. First of all, congratulations. Sixth baby. That's awesome. How old are the kids? What's the range?
Sound like they're stair steps.
We got 12, 10, 7, 5. 3, and then the newborn.
Wow. God bless you guys. That is awesome, Ricky.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
That is awesome. All right, so Ricky, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues today?
Pittsburgh,
again, I don't know, and Ricky, appreciate the phone call. I don't know if I would consider Pittsburgh Midwest, but at least it's in the vein.
I consider Pittsburgh Midwest.
Not the answer, but it's in the vein of we're kind of like bordering on the Midwest.
I'm warning everybody. Get the Midwest. Get the actual Midwest or even close, debatably,
but
Midwest.
But
get it out of your head.
He's on the right track.
Get it out of your head.
He's on the right track.
Yeah.
This bothers both
now,
of you.
Now, I want to make sure everyone understands how this.
Than anybody.
I want to make sure everyone knows how this came about. Sometimes we think of what Hughes Clues is going to be, and then we kind of workshop the clues to get there, right? That's how the meeting goes. Today, Hugh just said this. And they were like, well, we have to make this Hughes Clues now. He just volunteered that he thinks this city is like a Midwest city. And we couldn't do anything but put this as Hughes Clues today. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
What's going on,
Bruce? What's up?
All right. Hey, look, man, you know, a lot of people didn't have good geography lessons on growing up, so you know, they're gonna be challenged on this one. This is gonna be a hard one for them.
Oh, and it's a hard one. Yeah.
Oh, he taking shots at them. He ain't really taking shots.
Well, when they find out what you think is
a
Midwest city,
it's what I because I gave my reasoning. I can't give it right now, but when they get it out, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, look, I'll give you my guess at the end of the convo.
Okay.
But Joe, I love your pick. Because I was saying the same thing I told Kyle. They need to go after another old lineman, and that guy definitely fits the bill. I'm 100% on board with you with that.
Yeah, for and sure. I don't think he's going to cost much. I mean, obviously they're a bad team, so they could take whatever picks they could get. I think he's a free agent after this year, if I'm doing the math in my head right, based on his career. So, what is he going to cost? A fourth round pick, a fifth? I mean, if you could get a guy that could play, and again, Lane's been banged up. They're using Fred Johnson more as a sixth offensive lineman. I think when Hugh said that this morning, another old lineman, it really does fit, and he could play tackle or guard, so that helps both spots.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, and it takes the pressure off him just a little bit more. Now going back to I guess this is the other discussion. This is about your rankings.
Oh yeah, the NFC hierarchy.
Yeah. I got a little issue with that.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, so this thing about L.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I disagree with you about L.A. L.A. lost to San Francisco at home.
They did.
Okay? And this was a depleted offense. I mean, their stack of wins are really not that impressive. Yeah, I mean, okay, they ran up some numbers and things like that, but we own the tiebreaker. There's no way that the Eagles should be behind L.A. as far as I'm concerned.
So, I mean, obviously they beat them. That's a fair point to bring up. We keep saying San Francisco. San Francisco's 6-3. I mean, I don't think they're going to go be in the Super Bowl this year, but they're not bad. I mean, they're 6-3.
No, I agree, but I really just look at, I mean, what's the gentleman's name? What's his name? Was it? I don't remember his name, but I'm going by the quality. Who have you played so far? Right.
Right.
And the Eagles have played the stronger schedule out of anyone. And I just turned on. I was just looking at the first take. You know who they had at number one? It was the Eagles. They had number two the Rams and number three Seattle. Now. Seattle, again, I need to see more from them. They definitely have a good team, but you know what? They could, I mean, when they, if you look at Indianapolis, you know, the LA win against Indianapolis, I always believed Indianapolis was a paper tiger, and Pittsburgh showed us all. Indianapolis is a paper tiger because they haven't played any quality teams yet. So and if Seattle can do that and string together against some high-quality teams, then, yeah, I could put them in the top tier, but I'm not really out on that. But, you know, the next two games are going to really show where
they are,
at.
Right? I mean, so, right. If we win both, then the Eagles obviously, you know, catapult near the top of the NFC matter what. All right, Bruce, what do you got for us? What's the city that Hugh's talking about here?
Okay, I'm going with Kansas City.
Now, again, that has at least some merit to it, Bruce. Appreciate it. I would say Kansas City is a Midwest city.
Yeah, I consider Kansas City a Midwest city.
Yeah. We all do. The problem is the city you're actually thinking is not.
See, there's a method to my madness.
I understand I understand that these are Hughes clues, so nobody wants to listen to me, but I cannot make it any more clear.
Do not guess them.
Get out of that region with your guesses.
I said, listen to the clue. I said, technically, I.
Also not true.
Think it's a Midwest city.
What does technically I think mean?
Technically, that's what I think it is. When I think of a Midwest city, this is one of the cities that I think of as a Mid.
But don't
I say Midwest feel?
Well, I mean, that changes. Yeah. I mean, you could say that.
That's also not technically.
Okay,
technically and I think contradict each other.
Oh, no, but for me, it works perfectly.
How about I help everyone out today? How about we help everyone out?
Okay, Hughes fine. I'll drop today. Technically. I think it's a Midwest city. How about that, Kyle?
An American city. Let's all agree. It's an American city.
Yes, it is.
That is.
Beautiful city.
Not in the Midwest, and Hugh feels is a Midwest city. Is that a better way to put it?
It has a Midwest feel to it. How about that?
Well, I'm not even sure that's true.
Nope. It does. To me.
that's part
You're
of the issue.
You're going to get in trouble.
215.
People are going to be mad at
592.
Me. 592. But I don't care. They're mad at me anyway.
94-94. That is how you hop over. We got a lot to get to. Everyone's phone calls here. Your guesses for Hugh's clues. As more trades go down, we are 4 hours away from the NFL trade deadline. We'll give you all of that and the latest information and latest trades that go down. Plus, we'll get to a little bit on the Phils. Latest on how much Kyle Schwarber could get when he hits free agency. By the way, free agency starts on like Thursday. And some Phillies that were finalists for MLB awards. That is next. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long, people. Now it's time to take Hatfield Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage to the Thanksgiving table. Elevate your stuffing with this savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you can whip up a breakfast casserole so good your family will be full and smiling until dinner. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sauces at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.